Now the news, I'm Tian Yu. China says it will promote the high-quality development of state-level new areas and make them new highlands of reform and opening up. An action plan released by the top economic regulator says there will be measures to enhance the sci-tech and industrial competitiveness of those areas, as well as efforts to introduce more investment projects and spur new forms of consumption. China currently has 19 state-level new areas. The GDP of the 19 regions reached 6.2 trillion yuan, or about $873 billion last year, accounting for 5% of the total nationwide. Industry data shows China's automobile exports jumped 30% year-on-year in the first 2 months of this year. The country exported 822,000 vehicles during the period, including 182,000 new energy vehicles. Contemporary Amprex Technology, China's largest automotive lithium-ion battery maker, has posted net profit growth of 44% in 2023. It said the net profit attributable to its shareholders surged to 44 billion yuan, or about $6.2 billion in the period. In 2023, the battery giant generated revenue of over 400 billion yuan, up 22% year-on-year. Cathode's electric vehicle battery consumption volume has ranked first worldwide for 7 consecutive years, holding 36% of global EV battery market share in 2023. A UN spokesperson had said a ground operation in Gaza's Rafah city would be catastrophic.
I think the consequences of a ground operation in Rafah in the current circumstances would be catastrophic for the people of Gaza, for the Palestinians. It would be catastrophic for the humanitarian situation. It would be catastrophic all around. We very much hope that all of this can be avoided.
Stefan Dujarric's remarks came after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Friday approved a potential assault on the city. There are currently 1.5 million residents sheltering in Rafah after 5 months of war. Hopes of a ceasefire have been kept alive, with Israel due to send another delegation to Qatar for talks on a possible hostage deal with Hamas. Allies and critics of Israel have urged Netanyahu to hold off the offensive. Meanwhile, an Israeli strike early Saturday flattened a house in the urban Nusayrat refugee camp in central Gaza, killing 36. More than two-thirds of the victims are thought to be women and children. The first aid ship traveling through the Cyprus-Gaza maritime corridor has reached the coast of the Palestinian enclave. Palestinian sources say the 200 tons of humanitarian aid on board have been handed over to workers with the World Central Kitchen, who will distribute the supplies. The vessel, manned by a Spanish aid organization, is the first ship that left Cyprus in a joint international effort to explore an alternative route to deliver food to Gaza. India's Election Commission says the country will hold general elections in 7 phases starting April the 19th. The elections will run through June the 1st. Nearly 970 million people are expected to cast their votes at over 1 million polling stations across the South Asian country. Switzerland-headquartered MSC Cruises has relaunched its homeport operation in Shanghai with its flagship vessel. It has become the first international cruise line to resume sailings from the Chinese mainland after the pandemic. Ma Yingjie with the Shanghai Pujiang border checkpoint says there has been an uptick in demand.
Since the resumption of international cruise transportation in China in 2023, the demand for cruise tourism has been released. Taking Shanghai Cruise Port as an example, rely on the market advantage of Asia's largest cruise port. The volume and entry and exit at Shanghai Cruise Port has significantly increased. As of March 14th this year, our Shanghai Border Inspection Authorities have inspected over 130 international cruises.
The MSC Bellissima can accommodate more than 5,600 guests, with over 2,200 cabins, making it the world's third largest cruise liner by capacity. The cruise line also announced on Friday its winter deployment in China. And that's the news. I'm Tian Yu.